This may be the most hard-hitting of all of Jesus' parables, in my opinion. This parable of the sheep and the goats. It's worth noting, I think, this is probably the clearest description we have in Scripture, certainly from Jesus, of what any sort of judgment will be ultimately. The expectation of how we, as the followers of Christ, who claim to be followers of Christ, what God's expectation for us is. I mean, this parable gets right to the bottom line, and this is fundamental, this parable. And this week, as I was reflecting on this parable more and more, it struck me that it's even more hard-hitting and fundamental than even I think I realized before this week. Remember how it gets set up. Jesus says, the end of time, the Son of Man, me, the Messiah, will be the King, will be there, and I will gather all the nations, everyone, no exceptions, and then they will be separated, like a shepherd separates sheep from the goats. But of particular note is the criteria. What is it exactly that is going to determine which side you get separated into, sheep or goat? The criteria is, notice, how did you treat me, Jesus? Did you catch that? When either, both groups are kind of confused. They get separated into their groups. The sheep, you are blessed. The goats, you are cursed. And they both ask, why? And Jesus says, well, it's determined by how you treated me. I was hungry. I was thirsty. I was sick. I was in prison. Did you come visit me, give me food, or not? It starts with, how did you treat me, Jesus? And that's why both sides, notice, are pretty clueless. Both the sheep and the goats say, when did we see you? Neither one realized they were encountering Jesus. When did we see you? The sheep are kind of saying, we didn't know it was you, we were just helping. And the goats are saying, well, we didn't know it was you. If we'd known it was you, we were waiting for you. When did we see you, Jesus? And that's when Jesus says, this great answer, whenever you did it or didn't do it for the least among you, you did it or didn't do it for me. Now, there's been all sorts of scholarly debate and commentaries written about exactly what Jesus means by the least among you. That's one of those debates that I think can be interesting, but let's just put it aside, shall we? Because I think the bottom line here is Jesus is saying the criteria for judgment is how did you treat any other, every single human being. Especially the ones that you may have thought of as the least deserving of your attention or help. Let me say that again. The criteria is how you treated any other, every single human being that you had any encounter with in any way. I think that's what Jesus is saying here. The way you treat any other human being, every other human being, is how you treat me, Jesus. That's kind of hard-hitting. I think so. Because notice the standard here. I mean, this is really what Jesus is talking about, is love. I mean, this is why Jesus keeps harping on love everyone, especially love your enemies. Because in your eyes, those are some of the least. But love everyone. Love your enemies. Why? Because even your enemies are me, Jesus. This is why Jesus gives us the parable of the Good Samaritan, for example. What was the real problem? The priest and the Levite crossed the street so as to avoid the man by the side of the road. Well, what's the real issue? Someone else came along. The issue was both the priest and the Levite in that parable are walking across the street to avoid Jesus. Why does Jesus say, another point, when you give a banquet, invite people who can never pay you back? Don't just invite people who are your friends and who can, you know, invite you over for dinner sometime. Invite people who can never pay you back. Why? Because they're Jesus. Every other human being, regardless of whether they're acting like Jesus or not, in your mind, in terms of how you treat them, that other person is Jesus. And not just represents Jesus. No, notice, he makes it clear. That is me. Cashier in the checkout line on a totally chaotic Black Friday, it's Jesus. Did you snap at them because they were moving slow, or did you go out of your way to say, I hope you have a nice day? If you snapped at them, you were snapping at Jesus. If you took a minute to say, have a nice day, you were wishing Jesus a nice day. People you're encountering on the phone, those customer service representatives who keep you waiting for an hour and a half, and when they finally get to you, you scream and yell at them, because even though it's not their fault. Yeah, you were screaming and yelling at Jesus. Person you go out of your way to make sure you smile at every day at work, yeah, you're smiling at Jesus. Or not. Every single person we encounter in any way, in person, on the phone, online, how you treat that person in that particular moment, that's how you treat Jesus. And that's the bar, really. Jesus is saying, you only treat me as well as you treat the person you treat the worst. If that's God, please pick it up. This is bottom line stuff here, folks. How do you treat every other human being you've ever encountered or ever will encounter? That's how you treat Jesus. And there's no excuses. Notice there's no justifications here. The goats aren't allowed to say, well, yeah, but they deserved it. I disagreed with them. They treated me like, uh-uh. The standard is, how did you treat any other person? You lash out at them? Gossip about them? Cut them down in some way? Ignore them? Refuse them? Walk across the street to avoid them? That's how you're treating Jesus. Give them a smile. Know that they're in need and reach out in some way. You're doing that to Jesus. And notice how some of these things seem very small. But if you realize you're doing it or not doing it to Jesus, it's not that small anymore. Bottom line, fundamental. How do you treat every other person? So right now, I mean, even just the people in this room, anyone in this room you've ever treated badly, don't think so highly of, said something bad about, particularly behind their back, you did that to Jesus. And then include every other single human being in the world. That's why this is a lifetime task. Also notice as well, the sheep and the goats were both clueless. They had no idea they had encountered Jesus any of these times. Well, I hate to tell you, we can't use that excuse, folks. If you understand English and you're sitting in this room and you were listening either to John read the scripture or to me preaching this sermon, you've been alerted. We can't say we're clueless. Jesus just told us. Every single person you meet, encounter, interact with on the road, on the phone, online, in person, in any way, how you treat that person and those people specifically is how you treat Jesus. Regardless of what you may say about how much you love Jesus, how good a Christian you are, regardless of how often you come to church or how much money you give or any of that, all of which is important as well, but the standard is how do you treat every other living human being? Now, having been clued in to that, if that doesn't make you change how you treat other people, you're either already perfect or you might be in for a rather unpleasant surprise someday. Amen.